Mom's nodding her head in the back there, praise the Lord. As people, we have the privilege of having many titles throughout our pilgrimage of life, such as friend. That's a good title, amen. Man that hath friends must show himself friendly, the Bible says. I think of the title of coach. That's a good one. I look back in my life and coaches I had that helped me along. It's a good title. I think of those in the military that may wear the title of major or colonel or general. I think of the title of teacher. Teacher, that's a good one. How many of you remember it? I can remember my first grade teacher, amen. And that was a long time ago. I have the privilege of having the title of pastor. What a blessed title that is. But no title on this earth comes close to the one called mother. Mother. Her occupation. One day the census taker called and wrote down in a book. And so as I was hanging around, I thought to take a look. He had our names and ages all and put down Dad's vocation. And after Mother's name, he wrote that she had no occupation. Why? Mother's up before it's light, and through the work she races. She starts the breakfast, straightens things, and washes all the faces. She packs our lunches, finds our books. Of course, it keeps her busy. She washes, irons, sweeps, and dusts. You'd think she would be dizzy. She bakes a cake and maybe pies. She finds some time for sewing. There's mending, making over too, because we're all growing. Then dinner comes and dishes next. First one thing, then another. And when our homework bothers us, we say, please help us, Mother. So she keeps going all the time, and though she's often weary, she never gets real out of sorts. She's always happy and cheery. She keeps so busy every day and sure needs some vacation, and yet the census man wrote down that she has no occupation. Mother's work. Nobody knows the work it makes to keep the home together. Nobody knows of the steps it takes. Nobody knows but Mother. Nobody listens to childish woes, which kisses only heal. Nobody pained by naughty blows, nobody, only Mother. Nobody knows of sleepless care bestowed on baby brother. Nobody knows of tender prayer, nobody, only Mother. Nobody knows of lessons taught, of loving one another. Nobody knows of patience sought, nobody, only Mother. Nobody knows of anxious fears, lest darlings may not weather the storm of life in after years, nobody knows but Mother. Nobody kneels at the throne above to thank the Heavenly Father for the sweetest gift, a mother's love. Nobody can but Mother. A store providing suitable gifts for those who love the best put out this acrostic of Mother. Mother, for the million things she gave you, today's your chance to give something to her. M, O is for only that she's growing old. That's what happens to Mother. One never notices until one day she's just a little old lady. How about that? T is for the tears she shed to save you. Many a tear. Many's the tear. Don't make her cry today. Amen. H is for the heart of purest gold. That heart has ever been filled with love for you. E is for her eyes with love light burning. Have you ever seen them when deep down inside you, they weren't filled with love for you? And then R is for right, and right she'll always be. Who dares to say differently? Mother. It's the godly mother who's there at the beginning of life. Amen? It's the godly mother, God bless you, expectant mothers, who gets cankles. You say, what's cankles, Pastor? That's where your calf and your ankle become one. There's no difference. Amen? It's a godly mother who goes into the valley of death to give birth to that child. Amen? It's the godly mother that kisses each boo-boo, skinned knee, pinched finger, and bruised toe. It's mother that keeps the house despite all obstacles, including their husbands. My wife's not even in here to hear this. Amen. It's mother who cooks the meals. It's mother who reads the stories. It's mother who, again, despite all obstacles, reads her Bible every day. It's mother who prays for and with her children. It's mother who comforts in each broken relationship and heartache that comes through life. It's mother that helps with her little girl's dress and adjusts her little boy's tie on their wedding days. It's mother who toils in obscurity with no desire for fame, fortune, or career advancement. Mother. The first thing that a child ever hears is mother's heartbeat. And while the world may laugh, and America may mock and scorn, and the feminists may jeer at this outdated concept of being a godly mother, we stand in admiration of you that engage in the most important occupation of all time. And all God's people said, the most hard-hearted death row inmate can still have his heart warmed by his little mother. The most vile-mouthed, fire-breathing, battle-tested soldier becomes a 10-year-old boy in the presence of his gray-haired, bowed-back mother. Look at our text, if you would. Proverbs chapter 31, look at verse 1. It says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. And then if you jump down to verse 28, it says this about his mother, that mother, that virtuous woman, her children arise up and call her blessed. Mother is the most blessed title of all time. Other than the name of God, what is the most often called name of a dying man in war? Mother. They call for mother. Why? Because it's such a blessed title. Today in our message, we'd like to point out some characteristics of some blessed mothers in the Scriptures. I want you to notice, number one, if you could with me this morning, I want you to notice, number one, a mother's faith. A mother's faith. The passage is found in Exodus chapter 2. You don't have to turn there, but here was a time when Egypt was the most powerful nation on earth. And the Egyptians had a policy, if the Hebrews were to have a child, that if it was a girl, they could keep it. But if it was a boy, it was to be thrown in the river. By the way, it's just the exact opposite today in the land of China. Sad. Forced aborticide. But this family, this mother, this man named Amram and this mother named Jochebed, they had a little baby boy and his name was Moses. And over in the book of Exodus it says that she conceived and bare a son and she saw him that he was a goodly child. She hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein and laid it on the flags at the river's brink. And you know the story of baby Moses. I think it's remarkable that Jochebed, even in a time like that, had him. You know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, who told me this yesterday? I think it was you, Brother Brandon. You saw that bumper sticker that said, there's only 2 letters difference between abortion and adoption. You're looking at an adopted-only child this morning that could have been aborted. Listen, it's never right. It's never right. It's never right. It's never right to abort a child. It's never right. Never is. There's somebody out there that wants that baby. So she had him. And then I love the fact that she hid him. You think about, ladies, how difficult it is. I think of Miss Katie and Miss Marissa recently. Their babies are just turning 4 months old. You know what? Babies at that age, I know something about them. They cry a lot. They cry a lot. Amen. And think about little Jochebed and how she had to hush those cries. Then I love the fact that she not only had him and hid him, you read how she held him. The story goes on. The providence of God, that little baby came to the river's brink, and there was Pharaoh's daughter, and she opened up the baby, and someone, old preacher said, and God tickled little Moses or gave him a pinch, and he cried, and she had pity on him. She pulled him out of the water, says, I'll name him Moses because I drew him out of the water. And Moses' sister Miriam was walking along the side, and she said, do you want me to go get one of the Hebrew women to nurse that baby for you? She said, yes. And who did they get? Jochebed. Jochebed. John Phillips, great Bible writer, wrote this. Jochebed held him. No Egyptian school, no Egyptian seduction, no Egyptian sophistication had a chance. Jochebed had done her work well. She had wedded her boy to the Bible by the means of God's Word, held him against all the world could offer. What a woman. Such women are desperately needed today. So that when Moses came to years, because of that teaching, because of that faith that his mother exercised, that he refused to be called the son of Egypt. And he forsook the things of the world and the pleasures of sin for a season. 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul commending Timothy says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. Listen, a mother's faith is a powerful thing. Mother's faith, amen. Mother's faith shows that child how to be saved, and all God's people said. It's mother's faith that walks each day. A mother's faith, first of all. Number two, we see not only the blessed mother's faith, but we see a blessed mother's prayers in 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1, the Bible says, Hannah had no children. The Lord had shut up her womb, so Hannah was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and forget not thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then will I give it unto the Lord all the days of his life. A mother's prayers. John Randolph said this. He said, I believe I should have been swept away by the flood of French infidelity, if it had not been for one thing, the remembrance of the time when my sainted mother used to make me kneel by her side, take my little hands in her, and cause me to pray the Lord's Prayer. I doubt that many mothers will be going on before when the saints of God ascend to the golden streets to the throne of glory. If you've experienced the hallowing impress of a godly mother, you have been blessed with great spiritual riches. A mother's prayers. Mother's prayers have ended wars. And all God's people said, a mother's prayer, a mother will pray, bring my boy back safe, Lord. A mother will pray, save my boy. Oh, I know he's away from you, Lord, but save him. It's a mother's prayers that accomplish that. Keep my boy safe. Mother's prayers. How many men have been converted by the prayers of a godly mother? I'll tell you this, more than can ever be numbered. Mother's prayers. Keep praying, moms. Keep praying, moms. You will not know the full and eternal value of your prayers until we all get to heaven. And you find out how many of those prayers that God answered. A mother's prayers. A mother's faith. I want you to notice number three today. A mother's love. A mother's love. There's so many passages we could go to and look at a mother's love. But the one that comes to mind to me right away is in 1 Kings chapter 3. In 1 Kings chapter 3, we're told of Solomon at the beginning of the chapter asking for wisdom. And God said, because you've asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you the kingdom and riches and all these things. And then, later on in the chapter, two women come to Solomon. One with a dead baby, and one with a living baby. And this is where we get the term, split the baby. If you've ever heard that term, split the baby, this is where it comes from. 1 Kings chapter 3. And the one mother says, look, this is what happened. I was laying with my little child, and we were just laying there, and this other woman rolled over on her baby and smothered it. And then she took my baby and brought it over to her and gave me the dead baby. And the other woman said, no, that's not what happened. It was just the opposite. And so here was a perplexing problem for Solomon. Which one was telling the truth here? And so he said, bring me a sword. He said, and give me that live baby. And I'll cut it right down the middle. And I'll give half to you and half to you. And of course, the mother of the baby said, oh, please don't do that. You can give it to her. I'll be glad if that baby's just alive. And the other woman, of course, gave it away and said, well, go ahead, split it right down the middle. You know what won Solomon over, what gave him the wisdom, was mother's love. Listen, fellas, and I'm glad to be a dad, and we get our day next month, and all God's men said, amen, Father's Day. There's no love like mother's love. There is no love like mother's love. The story is entitled Mother's Hands, written by a fellow named Arthur Maxwell and adapted by Karen Flowers. A young mother laid her baby girl to sleep in her cradle. I'll just go to the neighbors for a minute to visit, she thought to herself. I haven't had time to talk for such a long time. But while she and the neighbor were chatting, the city fire alarm sent a chill through them both. Don't worry, said the neighbor. Most likely it's only a grass fire. There are lots of them this time of year. I'm sure the fire isn't anywhere near here. But listen, said the mother. I think I hear the fire engine coming this way. Look, people are running down the street toward my house. Without another word, she dashed into the street and ran with the gathering crowd. Then she saw it. Her own house was on fire. Smoke and flames were already pouring through the roof. My baby! She screamed frantically. My baby! The crowd was thick around the house, but she pushed and shoved until she reached the door. The fireman stopped her and said, you can't go in there. You'll be burned. But the mother cried, let me go! Let me go! As she broke free and dashed into the flaming house. She knew just where to go. Running through the smoke and flames, she seized her precious baby, then turned to make her way out. But by now, the smoke made it very hard to see and breathe. Nearly overcome, she swayed and fell, and would have not made it out of the house safely had a fireman not picked her up and carried her out. What cheer went up as they appeared. Baby Marjorie was not hurt at all, but the poor mother's hands were terribly burned. Kind friends took care of the baby while the ambulance took her to the hospital. The doctors did their best, but her hands were very terribly scarred. Years later, when Marjorie had grown, she suddenly noticed something she'd not noticed before. Her mother's hands were so ugly. She said, why are your hands so ugly, mother? Tears filled her mother's eyes as she remembered how frightened she was the day the house burned with Marjorie asleep and unaware of danger. Have I said something wrong? Marjorie asked when she saw the tears. No, my dear, replied her mother, but there's a story I need to tell you. She told Marjorie the story of the fire and how she had been told that people tried to hold her back and how the firemen tried to stop her and how she had battled the flames to rescue her and how she fell and how they were rescued. Then she held out her scarred hands for Marjorie to see. They are ugly in a way, aren't they? Mother said softly. For me, the only thing that mattered was to save your life. Now it was Marjorie's turn to shed a few tears. Oh, mother, she cried. You must love me so much. Those are the most beautiful hands in all the world. This is just one of a billion illustrations that could be given of mother's love. That's mother's love. Mother's love. A mother's faith, mother's prayer, a mother's love. Number four, a mother's sacrifice. When I think of a mother's sacrifice, I think of the Syrophoenician woman in Mark chapter 7. It's also found in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus had gone to Tyre and Sidon, and lest you misinterpret the Bible, at that time Jesus' ministry was to the Jew first. His ministry was to the Jew first, and then they would reject him, and then he would go to the Gentiles through the Apostle Paul, other missionaries. But here Jesus, his mission is to the Jews, and this woman who's not a Jew, she's a Greek, a Syrophoenician, she fell at his feet and said, my daughter has an unclean spirit. You remember the story. Jesus kind of said, Well, look, I'm here, I'm sent to the Jews. Let the children first be filled, he said. It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And she basically wouldn't give up. She wouldn't allow herself to be ignored. She just kept coming and kept coming. And Jesus said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thy daughter whole. This dear mother would do anything to heal her daughter. There was no sacrifice that was too great. Oh, the sacrifices that mothers make. Amen. Don't ever forget that, sir. Your mother has sacrificed for you. Don't treat her with contempt. And all God's people said, I'm telling you, if there's one thing that gets under my skin like a tattoo, it's when I hear somebody backtalk their mother. I want to say, bless God, that woman went into the jaws of death to bring you into this world. If that was it alone, that'd be enough for you to bow down and respect her. But she does so much more. Mother sacrifices so much. 55 plus convenience abortions in America. But thanks be unto God to the mothers that are willing to sacrifice their careers, hopes, aspirations, dreams, achievements, pride, to be a mother to their children. God bless you, mothers, and your sacrifice. A mother's sacrifice. A mother's sacrifice. A mother's love. A mother's prayers. A mother's faith. We can't stop but think of a mother's sorrow. I know we have mothers in here that you've lost the children. You've lost a child, rather. Mother's Day has a great joy to you, but also sorrow. I think of that mother who's just like you in the Bible. The Bible doesn't tell us her name, just that she lived in a city called Nain, and that she was a widow. She'd already lost her husband, and now her son had died. It's in Luke chapter 7. Verses 11 through 15. And you remember the story. By the way, Jesus never conducted a funeral. He only interrupted them. They told us that in Bible college. They said, if you go to do a funeral as a minister of God, you'll never find Jesus conducting a funeral, only interrupting them. I like it. And you remember the story as they were passing by. The Bible says he put his hand on the bier, on the coffin, and said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead got up. And you know what he did? He delivered him unto his mother. Why? Because of mother's sorrow. Many of you know the sorrow of a wayward son or a wayward daughter that you're praying for, that you're praying will get right. Nobody knows that like mother. Nobody knows that like mother. Mother endures many sorrows. Matter of fact, young people here today, the first thing your mother endures with you is sorrow. See, for a couple of months, she can't keep food down because you came around. Amen? Some of you, I know some of you moms is 7-8 months with morning sickness. God bless you. Make sure that child never forgets that. Amen. But then literally the Bible says in John 16:21, a woman when she is in travail hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Mother's faith, mother's prayer, mother's love, mother's sacrifice, mother's sorrow. Let me just give you a few applications today about our blessed mother. First of all, mother is to be respected. Amen. Mother is to be respected. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Young man, you ought to respect that woman who brought you into the world. You ought to respect that woman who raised you. You ought to respect that woman who changed your diapers. Amen. Don't look at her as the world. She's the old lady. No, she's not. She's your mother. She's your mother. Treat her that way. Amen. She's to be respected. You know what else would do you well? Mother is to be listened to. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. And then in verse 26 it says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Now you can believe what you want, but I believe Lemuel was a pet name from his mother. And that is that Lemuel was none other than Solomon, whose mother was Bathsheba, who had learned some lessons the hard way. Amen? She had been a partaker of King David's sin, but she experienced the grace of God, and God gave her wisdom, and she spoke kindly, and the Holy Spirit used Bathsheba, this woman who had been an adulteress, to give us a pattern of a virtuous woman. Can I tell you something, sir, young man, young lady? Do you well to listen to your mother? She's got some wisdom that you don't have. Not only is mother to be listened to and respected, let me just say this. Till you leave home, mother's to be obeyed. And by the way, after you leave home, wouldn't be a bad thing either. Amen? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Proverbs 30, verse 17 says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out. Obey mother. So mother says, pick that up. Go pick it up. In our house, delayed obedience is disobedience. You see those sweet little boys up there? Yeah, they were talking about when they do the wrong thing, mommy gives them timeouts. You bet your life. Daddy gives them even more timeouts too. Why? Because listen, children that are made to obey when they're young don't have any problem obeying when they're old. Mothers to be obeyed. You know what else? Exodus chapter 20, one of the commandments. Mothers to be listened to. Mothers to be respected. Mothers to be honored. Honored. That's what we're doing today. That's Mother's Day. Honor thy father and thy mother. Proverbs 23:22 says, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Listen, I don't care how you feel about your mother. You're supposed to honor her. And by the way, that's a perpetual commandment. That's a perpetual commandment. You're supposed to honor her all the days of her life. All the days of your life. You're supposed to honor mother. Brother Leonard, I mean it. It really just gets under my skin when somebody starts talking bad about their mother. It really does. I almost have to walk. I start getting in the flesh, amen. And trust me, that's not a place I want to be. Mother's to be honored. I don't care if your mother's Lizzie Borden. You can honor her. Amen? You can honor her. You can honor her. She's worthy of honor. And you know what else? Mother's to be blessed. Look what it says in our text in Proverbs 31:28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. If your mother's still alive, I hope she knows how much you appreciate her. There's only one way to do that, is you have to tell her. Now, you may write a letter, you may write an email, you may send flowers, you may send flowers, you may send flowers, and all God's mother said, but she should know how much you appreciate her. I love that little video. I love watching your little kids, your twins, Mrs. Lolly, saying how much they love you and how much they appreciate you. I love seeing my little boys talking about how much they love mom because she takes them to the zoo. Amen. And you know, the older you get, the smarter your mom is. Amen. She's to be blessed. Proverbs 30, verse 11 says, there's a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. And I think it's generation right now. Yeah. Mothers to be blessed. Tommy made out a bill for his widowed mother, which read something like this. Mother owes Tommy 20 cents for chopping wood. It was a long time ago illustration, folks. Amen. 20 cents for fetching water from the well. 10 cents for odd jobs. That's 50 cents. Placing the bill on the table, he awaited developments and was thrilled when he found a bright half dollar from Mother's tattered old purse on his plate. "Whoopee!" he cried. "Now I've something to spend with the boys." Then he noticed his mother had also made out a bill and put it on his plate, and it read, "Tommy O's mother, for clothing, zero. For food, zero. For love and care, zero. Total, zero." Tommy rushed into the kitchen and flung himself into his mother's arms and cried, "Oh, Mom, I'll do anything for you. I don't need this." I hope you bless your mother today. Bless her memory today. The most blessed title of all time is Mother. Shall we pray?